Hi there. Welcome to the She Boss Cafe podcast. It is that time of year. Yes, it is. It's December, and business owners everywhere are looking back at their business and they're saying, "So, was it a good year? What did I accomplish this year?" And then they're also looking forward, kind of thinking to themselves, "What's 2024 going to look like? Or what's the year in ahead of me going to look like?" And so naturally, it's a time of year where we set goals. I want to ask you to consider creating something different this year. I want you to think about creating a master plan with three specific types of goals in it that you should be thinking about and considering as you set yourself up for success in the coming year. We're going to dive into all three of them in this episode today at the surface level. But I'm also going to invite you to an event where we're going to take a deeper dive and really work together to create these goals. So whether or not you're listening to this as it drops or at a different time of year, this is definitely an episode you're going to want to take seriously. If you apply what you hear, it could change the trajectory of your business now and maybe forever. So let's get started. I'm going to start right out of the gate by saying that most entrepreneurs are right-brained people. And I'm going to make that statement because it's backed by science. But first, let me just describe what left and right-brained attributes are. A right-brained person is someone who thinks in possibilities. They're dreamers. They just get excited about new ideas. They're people-oriented people, so they get excited about new relationships, and they really are amazing at motivating and inspiring others. So you can see why I can say the words that most entrepreneurs tend to lean to the right in their brains and how they make decisions and how they run their businesses. Now, not to say that there isn't left-brained business owners or people who live in both the left and right side. A left-brained person is someone who is more process-oriented and detail-oriented. That is not me. If you're a client of mine or you're in my audience very often, you know that I have said this before. I don't think I have anything in the left side of my brain. I'm kidding, but it's true. I fall a little short when it comes to follow-through, processes, details, facts. Not the place I get the most energy. So anyways, that is why when I think about an entrepreneur steering their business, I think about someone who tends to be a bit more right-brained, and they have to be careful because they will tend to be a spontaneous decision maker because we live in the possibilities, right? So when it comes to goal setting, I don't know about you, but I spend a lot of time in my head thinking about all of the possibilities for my businesses. And I get really excited about how they could all roll out. You see the problem here? All. And as a matter of fact, because I tend to overcommit to new ideas, I've learned to create what I call a parking lot of ideas. I use Evernote to organize my life, and I have one notebook that is called Big Ideas. And for each big idea that I get, I create a note and I document everything that's on my mind about that idea because I used to hop on every single one of them. And before you knew it, I had several initiatives, all in various stages of development, and nothing got completed. So I have become very careful about not operating on the emotion of a new idea. After I document all my ideas, I put them aside. And then I go back to these ideas one at a time from a strategic and a logical standpoint. And then I prioritize how they fit into the overarching growth plan for my business. Here's where the goal setting comes into play. If I didn't set my goals, I wouldn't know which one of my big ideas were a better priority. And so goal setting, especially from an overarching master plan standpoint, really is a process that will help you move your business forward in a way that it would be difficult to do without having this big picture to fall back to. So let's talk about the three types of goals that I've been paying attention to for a while and that comprise my business master plan each year. It's like a trifecta. And I would highly suggest that you have paper or some sort of electronic notebook, whatever it is that you like to take notes in. I really believe that this is an episode that will make a difference for you in your business if you execute on what you hear. All right, let's talk about the first type of goal. And this one is very common. It's the one that I believe everyone focuses on, and I call it a lagging indicator of success. The lagging indicator means I do something and something comes out of it. It's the goal of revenue, or how much money I want to make this year. It's so interesting. Our brains just want to go there. Money is such a compelling topic for all of us. Our brains equate money to safety. And so when our brain is thinking us through these thoughts around, is our business doing well? It will always go to, are you making money? And there's a reason for that. You put a lot of effort into your business. Many of you have even left corporate jobs making very good money. And so if you are going to run your own business, if you're going to invest time and money into this business, you want to make certain that there's a payoff for it. But money is also a very squishy topic. Like, how do you know how much money you need to make? How much do you need to run your business? How much do you need to run your household? How much do you need to live the lifestyle that you're comfortable with, right? Taking vacations or driving nice cars or having things for your children or putting roofs over your head and kibble in your doggy bowl, right? It is such a moving target that it is a difficult goal to set. So the question for you to answer is, what is the right amount of revenue that you need to bring into your business in order for you to take home enough income that it is worth running a business? This could actually be an entire topic that we go into in another podcast episode. It's something we talk a lot about in the She Boss Pro membership. We talk about revenue and allocations and everything that it takes to cover your business expenses and profits and taxes. It's a complicated picture. So here's the thing that I want you to think about as you are starting to select your revenue goal for the coming year. Do it from an educated point of view and not from an emotional point of view. I always recommend to my clients that they take a look at Michael Michalowicz's book, Profit First. He has an amazing way of being able to help you think through how much revenue do you need to bring into your business and where and how can you allocate the money so that you have everything that you need to run your business and all of your responsibilities. It's a wonderful read. It's a wonderful approach. And we even have a Profit First tax accountant in the She Boss Cafe that loves to talk about this. We're having events in the beginning of the year to drill down. But when it comes to your financial goals, do it from a logical standpoint, not an emotional standpoint. All right. Enough said about that one. Let's move on to the second type of goal that you want to consider as you are building your business plans for next year. And the second goal is an interesting one because it drives nearly all of us, and yet we never really think about measuring it. And that goal is called an impact goal. When you think about why you do what you do, why you started your business, a majority of entrepreneurs that I have spoken with say that it's because they want to create a transformation in the world. That they get so excited at seeing people transform, at seeing something that they bring or give to the world make a difference. Does this describe you? I would be surprised if it didn't, because running a business is not easy. Doing hard things takes a deeper meaning or a deeper why for you to continue running at it and continue trying to do it. So my guess is that you probably fit into this category. Making an impact is something as humans we are driven to do. And when I talk to especially coaches or consultants, they themselves have been through a transformation of some sort. And they got so impacted by this in such a great way that they want to be able to share that with the world. I love it. It's a beautiful motivator for people. However, to make something real, our brain needs quantifiable or at least tangible types of results, or it doesn't believe they exist. I know it's kind of crazy. However, it's true. So if you think about, you're at the end of the year and you're looking back and you're saying, did I make an impact in the world this year? Did I achieve what is driving me to grow my business? If you have a quantifiable goal on impact, it will be easier for you to check that box and feel accomplished and ready to move forward into the next year. So how do you do this? Like, how do you measure the impact that you're having? There's a few different indicators that you can keep track of. And part of it is actually a dual purpose. It can create some amazing testimonials for you as well. So when you have worked with someone, do you have a process in place where you can get feedback from your clients or from your customers to let you know the impact that that had on their lives or on their businesses? I know it's important for us to have social proof, have these testimonials for our company to be able to use in marketing and such, but I think it's even more important for you to have quantifiable impact statements so that you can have a repository at the end of the year to say exactly what you have done throughout the year. And there's so many different ways. I coach my clients on this all of the time. We have a process that you can go through and I give them the tools and resources to do it. It's a little bit more than I could do in one podcast, but I just want you to consider, if you are not getting feedback and getting quantifiable impact statements from your clients, you're really missing out on such an important indicator of whether or not you're making that impact that you are looking to make in the world. And your brain is going to call you a failure, even though you're not. I know you're not. But that's how that emotional piece of your brain works. If it cannot see the results, it doesn't believe that they're there. So do yourself a favor as you step into 2024, figure out the best way that you're able to create a database, a repository of impact statements that you have for your business. All right, the third type of a goal that I would just absolutely want you to keep closer tabs on is, who are you becoming? So I call it a becoming goal. As a business owner, it's so hard. It can be so hard to fit the time in to grow yourself. And yet there's an underlying truth to this statement. In order for you to grow your business, you need to be growing yourself as a person. How are you going to achieve the goals that you have, the 5-year and the 10-year goals that you've outlined for yourself, staying the same as you are today? You're going to be going through all kinds of new things, doing all kinds of interesting type of initiatives that you've never tried before. And the person you are today is most likely not equipped to do the things you need to do next year and the following year and get the results that you're hoping to get. So how can you set for yourself a becoming goal? How can you determine what's the most important thing for you to do to stretch and to grow yourself and become in order to achieve the growth that you're looking for in your business? There's 3 different places that I usually like to look at for myself when I'm creating my becoming goal. There is, in essence, an intellectual becoming goal. What do I need to learn in order to grow? In order to do the things that I haven't been able to do up until this point. So what are my priorities, in essence, for intellectual growth? The second is, because I believe so much in the subconscious and in how my spiritual and subconscious growth need to occur, that's my second growth. Where am I going to spend time? In places that will help me grow emotionally, my emotional intelligence, my subconscious cleaning up patterns of thinking and mindsets that I have had for a long time. So how much time can I spend and what are the outcomes in essence if I'm growing in those areas? And then the third piece is my physical growth. I think we put a lot of energy into building our businesses and we need to be strong and we need to be healthy. We need to have energy. So what am I going to do physically in order to become a better person this year so that I have the fortitude that I need to put into this business? This last year, I bought a stand-up desk and it's beautiful from Uplift. I love it. And one of my goals is to become more conscious about standing rather than sitting and having the ratio of standing rather than sitting being a better ratio than it was in the past. I take my dog for a walk every day. I would love to double that time and to make it a little bit more challenging for myself. So there's just little things that you can do, but physically becoming stronger and having the fortitude to run your business is an important goal also. How can you measure it? And what are the aspects to that that you want to grow? So those are the three types of goals that I'm always putting into my master plan for the year. It's driven by my revenue goal. How much money do I want to make? The second is how much impact do I want to make into this world? And the third is who am I becoming in order to achieve those goals? Those are three easy goals to sit down and create and then keep track of as you move through the year. If you take advantage of this information and you start doing this year, it'll be amazing next December when you sit down and you take a look back, you've got something really solid to evaluate, and then you can do your SWOT analysis. What worked well? What didn't work? What will I do differently next year? And who am I becoming? It's been great being here with you talking about this subject. It's one of my favorites. On December 27th, I'll be having a Create Your 2024 Master Plan event in the She Boss Cafe. It would be wonderful if you were interested in coming and joining us for that event and work on your master plan amongst like-minded women, all working towards building themselves and their businesses up bigger and stronger every year. I hope I'll see you there. The information will be in the show notes. Till then, have a great day and I'll talk to you again soon. Did you know that 8 out of 10 businesses fail within the first 18 months of existence? I personally believe that we can improve that statistic, one business at a time. At She Boss Cafe, you will find the support and connections you need to take the mystery out of that big black hole we call sales and marketing. Whether it's creating your playbook, being supported by the community experts, or even joining a mastermind group that fits you perfectly, you can find it all at the cafe. Come join us. Information is available in the show notes, and we hope to see you there soon. Have a wonderful day.